And now, at a combined weight.
Absolutely not.
The Face, Beat, Heels, High Podcast.
Listening to a wrestling podcast made by women.
If you don't like women or wrestling, you should probably tap out now.
The views expressed on this podcast are mostly based on personal opinion, and any toxicity brought to the attention of the host will be openly mocked. Mocked via public forum. Seriously though, we will make fun of you. We like to drink, laugh, and talk wrestling. So again, if you don't like to drink, laugh, or talk wrestling, you probably don't want to be listening to this podcast.
Hello, 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 everyone who listens to the Face Beat Heels High podcast. It is us. We are here. We are back. And our sincerest apologies for life interrupting last week, but we are back. It is the three of us together, back again. One of us is tuning in from California. So it is early.
West Coast.
It's early.
So we have to give our wild spice a few minutes to just come up to speed, I think. Anyways, we have a lot to talk about. If it is your first time joining us for the Face Beat Heels High podcast, we want to welcome you to our show. We always have some new listeners trickling in after big wrestling weekends, and this past weekend was one of those weekends. So we are going to cover SummerSlam. We are going to cover NXT TakeOver. We are going to talk about our very own Wild Spice's first wrestling event and how she manifested the fact that she would be there in person when Becky returned. So I don't want to ruin too much, but we'll get started. I'm one of your hosts, Princess Jellybean, and I am joined, or PJ, just call me PJ, and I am joined by Christina the Baker Contreras.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Looking,
or whenever you're listening.
Looking gorge.
Why, thank you. I decided to do my face today.
Yeah, the Bianca, rockin' Bianca. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I have some choice words, so I chose this shirt.
We'll get into it. I don't want to ruin too much on the intros. That's why I'm not even going to ask Wild Speezy about the wrestling event. Yeah, I'm going to ask her about Disney World. So we're also joined by our in-house
Disneyland,
Disney World, Disney Squirrel. Okay, so we're also joined by our in-house Twitch Queen Wild Spice. And I'm not gonna ask her about wrestling yet. I'm gonna ask her about Disneyland. How is Disneyland?
Magical, happiest place on earth. We went last night, and so being up at 8 a.m. is hard right now. We opened and closed the park, and I think at the end we checked, it was like 24,000 steps.
Wow.
My goodness.
Holy moly.
And we rode Rise of the Resistance. So that was gangster shit. I feel, dude, it was crazy. I'm truly God's favorite, and that's okay. Like, it's fine. I understand. I got last minute table to Blue Bayou. We got boarding passes to Rise of the Resistance. I got to be a pilot on the Millennium Falcon.
Whoa.
Like, everything I wanted happened.
Some people are just like, born under a star, you know?
Yeah, right.
That's what it was. Or he was like, I know what's going to happen on Raw to Carrion. So maybe Jeri just have like a little extra padding to, you know, maybe not snap.
Like a self-care day. Yeah.
Here's a little extra love from Jesus. Here's just a little extra love from God, because he's looking like Shredder from the Ninja Turtles.
No.
So.
Baby Karrion Kross. I know you wasted no time. Do you want to put that on the back burner for now? Okay. Let's get into happier times. So those of you who have not joined us for the Face Beat Heels High podcast, as it says in our intro, we are three women who like to drink and talk about wrestling. So what are we drinking?
Leftover Coke from Disneyland. I found it.
Leftover Coke from Disneyland.
Look at you. I am drinking coffee. I had shit to get done.
coffee, and I am having...
Actually, wait, no, hold on. I did add Kahlua to this because I, again, have some choice words, and I cannot be sober.
I know, we might get a little heated.
No, we gonna fight today.
Yeah,
yeah, no, I said that to Greg yesterday. I was like, all right, I'm prepared. I will be fighting Victory tomorrow. I am ready. We will get to that. Please continue.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, if you're just listening to this in your ear holes, we also do post our unedited episodes on YouTube. If you want to join us on YouTube and see our faces and see the beat face that Christina the Baker Contreras has today, because Lord.
And the not beat face that Wild Spice has.
Because and I'm right in between. I'm like, yeah, let me put on a liner. Quick liner.
Fresh faced and beautiful, BJ.
Yes.
Okay, so when you hear this sound here at the Face Beat Heels High podcast, it is your job to take a drink. When you hear that sound, take a drink. And this is also a quick plug for Thirsty Thursdays, which we do the second Thursday of every month with those wrestling girls. It is a fun time, so join us for that. Okay,
and there's no limit of drinks that day, so just get ready and just come hang out.
Yes. All right. I think we should start with SummerSlam. And I want to start with Wild Spice. I want to know, because it was your first wrestling event, how did it feel? Like, what did, like, you were in it. Like, you went to Access, or was it called Access?
So, my seats?
Like, no, like club? The day before when you, like,
yeah,
went
the meet and greet.
You, like,
meet
met Charlotte. Oh, what was that called? Yeah, I think it's Access.
That was a meet and greet thing that I paid for. It wasn't really, they didn't have anything like Access. They had the superstore, okay. And then they had, like, right. The meeting right there.
Right.
But it wasn't anything cool.
I want our listeners to know that Wild Spice was updating us, like, by the minute almost. She was like, look at this picture. Look at this beautiful queen. Look at that picture that I took with Charlotte. Oh, my gosh, she's so beautiful. Oh, my gosh, she told me that I look great. She and said, I was here for it.
She said, can I FaceTime you? I said, oh, Lord. Who knows? She would show up with, like, Matt Riddle. I was like, do I need to put makeup on? That's what I wanted to say, but I didn't. Right? And then it was just a beautiful, beautiful, lovely gift that she bought me. So, which was Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley. Did you tell Christina?
I did not know. This is news for me.
Okay. So I got, so there was, like, at the superstore, they had, like, a bunch of stuff, right? And they had, like, a replica of Rhea Ripley's jacket, which I think is in my suitcase. I can show you guys because I'm on my phone. So so they had it, and I was like, oh, my God, I need to have it. I need to buy it. Let me put this phone up so I can show you. Hello from Dax's room.
Shout out to Dax.
This is the back.
Hi, Dax, we love you.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's so good.
And it has, like, the Australian thing on it, right? So I was like, oh, my God, this is fucking gangster. And I put it on, and it matched me, like, completely. So I was like, I need this in my life. But I was like, should I get one for PJ as an engagement?
I was like,
well, you're already married. She's not engaged.
No, I meant yes. That's what I meant. I don't need that. I don't need the leather jacket. I'm living vicariously through y'all.
Yeah, right. I was like, maybe I should get her this, but then I was like, I just don't see PJ ever wearing something like this, so maybe not. And then I was talking to one of the workers, and they were like, well, we have this signed Rhea Ripley picture. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, how much is this? And she told me, and I was like, oh yes, okay, I'll get her this for sure, because it was less than the jacket. So I was like, yes.
And then I cried.
Song. So look, I FaceTimed her, and I was like, look what I got you, happy PJ. Oh, by the way, PJ's engaged.
Yeah, so I was going to say, for all of those who do not know, PJ just got engaged. So yay, PJ!
Yay, PJ!
Two wrestling fans getting engaged is truly a beautiful thing. So
it really is.
We're a rare breed. But she FaceTimed me. She was like, can I FaceTime you? And I was like, oh, Lord. I was like, what? Who do you have? I was like, who did you find in the elevator? Like, because she does that shit. That
Wild Spice tells us we need to FaceTime right now. Right. There's a lot of anxiety. It's an anxiety-inducing moment. You don't know what's going to happen.
That's how I roll.
Right. And so I literally expected to see, like, Matt Riddle's face or something. You
in
know,
my
like,
defense, I was looking for Matt Riddle because I knew what hotel he was staying at. He was staying with Rhea. I think I told you he was staying with Rhea and Damien.
Yeah.
Damien and Riddle, they are, like, budding this year.
And I also went to Dolph's comedy show So I got to meet Dolph Ziggler.
My God.
But Morrison was there.
Well, we yeah.
And I was trying my fucking hardest. I was like, where the fuck is John Morrison? I need to get a happy engagement message from John Morrison. I couldn't find him. And I didn't think you wanted one of Harriet's.
Just a close up on the pony.
You know what, Harriet? Peaches fanning herself just at the thought.
Like, I'm hot.
She was like, oh my God.
He was wearing a hat, but Harriet looks better in person.
Yeah.
And also, Duff is really nice.
He's nice.
He's a really nice guy.
And he's
really
small, nice right?
He's like, he's
taller than me. And I was wearing heels.
Well,
He's actually not short.
Well, Claudia and I have seen him before at the New York Comedy Club because he's been a guest there before. So we've had the opportunity to see Dolph in person before. But he's such a nice guy. He's so funny. He just has a very, very poor choice of like hairstyles. Mm. But that aside,
hilarious. He was like, what was your favorite part of the show? And I thought he meant the comedy show. And I was like, oh no, it was like all great. Funny. And he goes, not this piece of shit. I meant like the show from. I was like, oh, SummerSlam.
No. Yeah.
Right. He was like, let me know. Cause he's like, I don't watch. So I don't know what's going on in wrestling. I was like, okay, Dolph.
Okay.
I
so then,
do a Korean heart.
So then tell us how you felt. Like, it was your first wrestling show. We've been talking about it for months and months and months. You have manifested that entire situation. You bought tickets. You're there. Like, how did it feel? What did it feel like being a wrestling fan for what? Like, just over a year, you know, and like being in it, like having a podcast, being in it, and then being there. Walk us through it.
So walking onto the parking lot, like to the stadium, was like bubbly anticipation, like just excitedness. But you guys, it was fucking crazy. I don't even think I told you guys. So again, this is my first wrestling show. I don't know how to buy tickets for wrestling events. I don't know the thing. Like, usually I just buy concert tickets and I'm always on the floor, point blank period, camping out the night before for front row. Like, that's how I do. So like, I don't know how to buy tickets for like other things. So they told us to go to this, and like, we had our own entrance. So I was like, oh, okay. They're like, yeah, you have to go to the East VIP entrance. So our ticket said VIP, but again, I had no idea what that meant.
Right.
Like, none of us realized that we had that until probably the night before, because they're like, oh, that's weird that our tickets say that. And I was like, oh, we'll probably get like a little swag bag or something. Like, I don't fucking know. So I have no idea. So we had our own entrance for the VIP, and then we go in and they're like, okay, so you have access to this clubhouse. And I was like, what's a clubhouse? And I was like, and they're like, what do you mean? I was like, they're like, just go down here and you can get your seats and the clubhouse is there. And I was like, okay, you're not the one to ask. Cool. I'll figure it out by myself. Dude, we get down there and there was like food set up like on from like two sides, just like steaks and fucking sushi and just like amazing fucking food, right? And then a giant bar in the middle.
And
we go down the escalator and the lady's telling us, she's like, okay, so we have the food here and this and this and this, and they have the drinks. And I was like, okay. And I was like, well, I was like, I have to pay for like, you know, the drinks and stuff, right? And she was like, no, love. And I was like, what do you mean? And she goes, it's open bar.
She sweeted you.
She said it's open bar. And I was like, what? What do you mean open bar? And she was like, I was like, I don't have to pay for anything. Do we tip? And she goes, no, there's like, you're not allowed to tip. You can't do anything. Like, she was like, they get paid like specifically to be working here. And I was like, so like, I can just go up to this food place and put food on a plate and sit down and like, I don't do anything. And she was like,
Marie just likes to throw money at things and wish for the best. And then the best usually happens.
She's never ever going to have anything less than that. Now she can't sit. She can't sit with us in the cheap seats.
Dude, they had a snack table with popcorn, Skittles, gummy bears, Twizzlers.
Oh, you tasted the rainbow.
Popcorn, like I could literally, dude, and it was top shelf alcohol. I'm telling you, I ordered a tequila grapefruit with a splash of soda.
Did you finally have some Teremana?
She brought out the fucking top shelf tequila, and then I saw her squeeze an actual whole grapefruit into my drink, freshly squeezed in front of me. I was like, what? And she had tahini rim. I was like, what is this fucking sorcery? And then we go out, and then I think you guys saw like the on the story, there was like I was like, what do you, this is insane. I was like perfectly elevated. I had like perfect spot. And then our seats were literally just like three rows like up from that, like from the
Ready for your face.
Yeah, me too.
Grace me my too. TV.
I kept looking. I was like,
yeah, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
So we were, no, we did make it, but I don't think you guys saw me because we were right. We were holding RK Bro. Like the
they gave me shit to hold. Yeah.
Okay.
That was us. That was us. So we did make it.
That's
you can
so
see
cool.
my face.
That's so cool.
So
look
that
at
was
you.
It was fun. It was I got emotional when the intro played I think you guys called it like the little WWE thing that mm-hmm. happens. I was like, oh my god, I'm not watching it at home, like I'm watching it here. I was like the emotions. And I started crying, but it was more like I think the first match was Big E and Corbin. And it was I just had fun like heckling and roasting.
Yeah, right. How cool though is the WWE universe to like see in person? Like you don't hear everything when you're watching from home, but when you're there, you're like, oh, I'll get in on a
new chance. Chant.
I'll get in.
Yeah. Okay. Like, let's do it. Yeah. It was fun. The row behind me was a little bit toxic, but
it's wrestling, babe.
Down because obviously I got everything I wanted. So I was like, I don't give a fuck. And I was like, I almost got in a fight with him because I was like, y'all, I hope you guys know that you look fucking stupid.
Right. Good.
I was like, I hope you know you look stupid, but Goldberg's not going to win. You fucking dumbass. Like, I hate you. You fucking fools. But no, it was crazy. It was crazy. And it was wild. I don't know how to explain it. It was more like moments.
Yeah.
Where like it would hit me in waves. So like sometimes I would be like, I'd be okay. And I'm like, yes, I'm watching a match and like, yay, and cheering. And like everyone would count whenever the counts were happening and stuff. So it was like, that was fun. But then there would be some moments that I was just like when Bianca came out or when Bianca's music hit, I started crying because I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get to see Bianca like in person. You know?
Right.
And I was like shit like that. When Seth Rollins came out, I didn't even feel rage, but that's probably because I was in a good mood. But I just laughed at it. Did you? Because of that video I sent y'all.
Yeah. So good. All right. Well, let's get into
on
it.
That note. Yeah. All right. So we've already discussed the pre-show for SummerSlam. Let's go to the first match of the evening. Then we've got the tag team match.
But also Big E deserves better. So.
Yes. Big E deserves better. Like, come on.
Always.
Always and forever. Yes. Yeah. But still. What is this bullshit, like, fucking pre-show match?
Yeah, no, he deserves to be on the main card, at least.
Exactly. He's fucking Mr. Money in the back. What do you mean that?
To me, I was like, it wasn't a pre-show. It was the show.
She's going to have nothing bad to say at all.
No. This was the best night of her life. Like, you kidding me?
Well, like, I get, like, it was before the intro started. But, like, to us, like, it was, like, on the tickets. It was, like, SummerSlam starts at 4:30. So everyone was already in there.
Right.
So we were already, it was, like, a first match. But yeah.
Noted. All right. Big E wins.
Fair enough.
He deserves better. But, you know, moving on.
It's like, what do you mean? He won and he did awesome. It was great. It just, maybe I should start watching more pre-shows matches. I think I learned. Go on.
Raw Tag Team Championship. RK-Bro versus AJ Styles and Omos. And again, we started this very well. Thank you
RK-Bro.
Very much.
RK-Bro for life.
For all day. Life.
Here I come. Oh my God. I go. RK-Bro. RK-Bro.
Like when they were waiting for like AJ to come out and stuff or whatever, like, you know, when they show you like recaps or whatever the fuck, like Riddle is a whole mess. Like he was just like trying to like dance with Randy and Randy's just like, oh, it's just like,
Randy was like, obsessed. Get here. Cause he kept like falling behind. Yeah. And Randy was like,
The way I wanted Randy Orton to pop open that scooter and hit AJ Styles in the face with it on Raw last night, I was seething. I wanted that to happen so bad. If he just would have been like, oh, okay, I'm not going to use this to scoot and be best friends with you, but I will use it to beat the shit out of other people. And
just use it as a prop.
For Matt Riddle to like truly take that as he took my gift, that's all I wanted. I didn't get
it. Again, but we need you to write for the show because,
we keep saying this.
I don't know.
The day will come.
RK-Bro is a beautiful thing.
AJ's music slaps so hard live.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Well, I wouldn't know because I have never been to a live show.
No, it does.
It just hit.
But I can't even begin to tell
and
you.
And he's one of the best in the world.
They don't want that. Like, it was like a metal show. It was so fucking.
And I was like, I'm Team RK Bro. But I was like, yes, AJ.
I know. Like, well, that's That's the thing when you're live. You have to, like, you're like, oh, I don't have to be all or nothing. You know, like, yeah. I don't have to be yay Matt Riddle and boo AJ Styles. You know, no, like, you can yay whoever you want.
Go
yeah.
Wrestling. Go wrestling.
The mob mentality just takes over and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude. Yes. Anyways, where am
so
I?
So they win. All right.
They win. So we
have new tag champs. Hooray.
But like almost immediate, which was wild yeah. that we had a title change, like first match. We were like, holy shit. But it's like, obviously they were going to.
Well, we also know that Matt Riddle, AJ Styles are two of the best wrestlers and they're going to put on an epic show for, what is it? TLC is next or Extreme Rules? I don't remember which one is next.
Extreme Rules.
So hopefully we'll get, you know, a ladder or something fun. If we're going to keep
fun,
if we're going to keep up this feud,
hopefully we'll get a ladder or something fun.
A table.
Oh, all right. By the way, before I forget, have to make those Are They Hot or Are They Samoan shirts. I've gotten so many requests.
Okay, I got you. I'll do it today. Let me make a note.
My babies.
They're like, I will buy 5 each. Like, band. Like, we will. I was like, we need these.
Okay, got it.
And I will buy 5 as well because
one for every day of the week. One for every day of the week.
Correct.
All right. Who is next?
On the weekends, we rest. Then we have a trip to the underworld with Alexa Bliss and Eva Marie. I was gagging. Not the good kind.
Bye.
So, she really punched that doll in the face. Eva Marie really fought Lily.
That's all that needs to be said about that. We can move on.
I was expecting like some magic or darkness or something from Alexa. And I was like, this is just a normal match. Like, as a woman, I was upset because I would have gone to my clubhouse to get more tequila, but I didn't because I was like, I'm going to sit here to support the women. And honestly, fuck, man. It was so stupid. Dewdrop.
That should have been so pre-show bad. And Big E should have been. Yes. But the thing was, is that like they were like, oh, shit, we need at least, you know, 2 women's matches or 3 women's matches, you know? So like they were filling a quota with shit instead of.
Yeah,
doing what was best for the card, which is super disappointing.
Sad. But then again, it's the WWE, so what did we expect? Yeah. I'm not mad.
That's all I have to say about that.
And then Dewdrop got, you know, some sense into her, but now her name is Dewdrop forever, and I am sad.
Oh, there were a Piper Niven's chance.
Oh fuck yes! Nice. I love her. I love her so much. She's so great.
Can't believe we got
the fella. Sheamus versus Damian Priest. Oh boy.
Hold on. Let me tell you. The crowd was not feeling it in the beginning. We were low key, like, who cares?
Right.
But Damian really got everybody like in the middle of it. And I almost cried tears of joy because
I
love Damian.
Like, I need more from Damian Priest. I truly, truly do.
Yeah.
I need more.
It turned into like a fucking, I think there were like some, this is awesome chants. I don't know if you guys could hear them on the TV, but like it turned into like a match that we all of a sudden everybody was like really interested in, which was cool to experience like live. Cause we were just like, oh, whatever. He's fucking Sheamus and this, but the fucking crowd loves Damian Priest. Like they were like hype for the intro and all of that stuff. But when he like that match ended up being awesome. And it was so there were people from New York in front of me too. And they were like, come on, New York. Don't let me down.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Bless.
And we got a new champ.
Well, is Damian Priest nugget.
That's yeah, and then in the main roster, right?
On the main roster, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bless him. Moving on.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got the Mysterios. Blah, 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 Mysterios versus the Usos. I was conflicted here.
Ooh, yes, you were.
I was. Also, Dominic Mysterio looked like he was a sweet Aries baby, because like that hoodie that he had,
I don't know what that is. He looks like a My Little Pony character, and usually I'd be okay with it, but I don't think he's doing that on purpose.
No, he was totally not doing that on purpose. And I said this to Greg, I was like, why does he look like an Aries, but like a plushy Aries ready to fight?
Yeah,
and then I looked it up, and he's actually an Aries. But Rey Mysterio,
are you trying to say Aries?
Lemonade. Aries, yes,
like the sign, the horse,
Aries.
Yeah, Aries,
yes,
he's, yeah, she's talking about the ram,
yeah, the ram. Yeah. He looked like a ram.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Thank you,
you're welcome.
Rey Mysterio looked like pink lemonade.
He did look like pink lemonade. Who's who texted us? Wild Spice, was that you? Or no. Did you text us and say he looks like Pink Lemonade?
Yeah, he looked like one of those crystal light little piggies.
The colors, that ain't yes. it.
Right. Perfect. I will say that seeing a 619 in person was one of the highlights of life.
Yes. Oh, you should have made you should have made the bartender make you a 619.
Ah. Oh,
she would have had to go out and pick a watermelon off of the roof.
It would have done the super VIP seats. But yeah, like when he went for it the first time and it didn't hit, everyone was just like, oh, like,
yeah. Like, well,
Aw.
Well, and then it happened and we were like, yes, like it didn't even matter. It was one, and I don't even think I remember because I was just on such a high of getting to see Ray live.
Right.
No wonder he's like a fucking legend. Like, it's
Did
all
you know that it was rumored that Rey Mysterio was dating Jennifer Aniston like back in the 90s? Yeah. I had no idea. And I was like, you go get yours, Ray. You go get yours. Well, now we have Dominic, and you know, they were like, that's what we got.
Actual headline. Jennifer, mass lover.
Do you guys remember way back when we had his daughter and his wife in the in there so too? I remember that. Leah.
Oh, man.
All right. Leah. All right. Next. Anyways. I just wanted to reminisce.
All right. Okay. The time has come and I will allow Wild Spice to have her moment. Yep. It is time for Bianca's match. Please, please go ahead. I before you start, I just want to say I love you. I love you. You're my friend. I adore you. This right here, we are more important than the words that are about to be exchanged. Okay, please go on.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Don't ruin my engagement. Right. Don't ruin this for me.
Okay.
Okay.
This is going to be fine. It's not even that I want to fight. I just want you to see the light. I just want you to understand. Okay. So before this happened, right? So my friend knew somebody who worked in the WWE and he came to hang out with us. And I obviously was ranting about all the things, about Karrion Kross in particular, but whatever. It's not about this. So and he told me, because I still, I guess, had some hope, even though I said that hope had died, I still had some kind of hope that Becky was gonna come back. But he was like, he straight up told us, he was like, no, Sasha's here. I was like, oh, okay. And he was like, she's not coming back. And I was like, okay. So that's when I truly let the dream die, like actually, because he said Sasha's here. Cause I was like, really? Cause she wasn't at SmackDown. He goes, no, she's here. And I was like, oh, okay. Because I was at dinner the night before when CM Punk came back. And I told my friend, I told, you guys know him. I told Andy 802 that the only way that Vince is going to be able to get out of this hole is if Becky comes back. And I was like, and if they do it, because like, I was like, either way, how it's going to go down is like, Sasha's not going to be able to compete. And then Becky's music hits, right? That would be like the smart thing to do. If I were Vince, that's what I would do. But here's what happened. And I'm telling you, this was probably, I know it was my first wrestling experience ever, but this was probably the wildest shit I will ever experience in my life. Because I talked about a bunch of other people who were there, and they were like, I have never experienced some shit like this. And it's not even about Becky coming back, because the way they played it out. So Bianca's music hits. She looks fucking stunning. She was everything. I was living my life. She the braid. I was like, oh my gosh, she's right there, crying tears. Couldn't believe it. Because as we know, I love Bianca Belair with my whole heart and soul. She's on the shelf. It's her and Becky and Zelina. They're on the show. That's it, right? Music hits. And so the announcer says, due to whatever the fuck, Sasha's unable to compete. And I literally said, oh shit. And
due to her stupid ass.
Her stupid ass.
Facts.
And instead, and so like, I'm telling you, we were all waiting with bated breath to see what he was going to say. Because of course, there were people there who were expecting Becky to come back. But I was like, you fools, it's not going to happen.
Like, at VIP, I know.
Don't be so sad. Like, she's just not coming. So, but then I was like, Sasha's not here. So maybe he did lie, right? And he goes, the most beautiful woman in the WWE, Carmella. And everyone was like, what the fuck? And like, her music hit. And I swear on my dog, Mini Lexi Fox, bro, I don't know what it looked like on TV, because there's microphones and people. There was silence. There were no cheers. There were no boos. And this woman came out to her music when literally silent. And if you look around, I've watched like several videos. People are just sitting there cross-armed, mad as fuck. I, for one, was like, I cannot believe they did this to me on my fucking first wrestling show. I cannot believe, because I was like, why couldn't it have been Naomi? Why couldn't it have been Liv? Why couldn't you have literally, why do we have to watch this fucking match again? I've been watching this match since fucking May, it feels like. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So it was complete fucking silence. So we were like on the, like our, we were over it. Everyone was right. Just over it. And she gets
Pat
in the
kept ring. Like overselling it. He was like, oh, I know that Carmella doesn't want to. I know that a lot of people are disappointed. And he just kept bringing up Carmella's name. So I was like, this is some BS was, and this is not how it's going to go down.
It was bad. And so then when Bianca got the microphone and was like, eventually we're going to fight. I was like, this is just them like covering up for whatever fucking reason. You know, she's not here. And then she was like, I'll just take my frustration out on you. And I was literally like, I can't fucking, like, I can't even begin to tell you how disappointed I was. I was like, I cannot believe the one match I was excited to see.
Right.
Bianca versus Sasha part two in person. Cause say what you will about her, but Sasha's a great wrestler. So I was excited to see this, excited to see Bianca wrestle. And then I was going to have to see, I was like, I don't even, how is this going to be? How are we going to do this? How are we going to live like this? And I was so mad. I think I took my glasses off. I threw my Rhea Ripley vest on the floor.
How dare you?
No, I literally, like, no, that's how mad I was. Dude, I literally was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I literally took it off and I just fucking slammed it. I was like, I'm fucking mad. And then Becky's music hit. And my friends looked at me, but it didn't process. I didn't, like, I kind of was confused because I was like, why is everyone cheering? Like, I didn't hear it because the pop was so loud that I couldn't hear her music. So I was like, what happened? And I look up and it says the man. I was like, no. And then I proceeded to die and have a straight up panic attack. I threw my glasses like in the air and like, I'm surprised my friend found them. Like literally like my glasses came. I was like, oh my God. Like I could not tell you where I was. I think I had a full-fledged panic attack and Becky comes out and it was beautiful. And everyone was screaming. That pop was insane. It was crazy. It was crazy. And I'm just crying to put it mildly, crying. She gets in the ring, throws Carmella out. Because in preparation for this episode, I watched that on TV 50 times. I timed it. I timed Bianca's match and all of it. So putting my bias to Becky aside, which I can do, I'm telling, okay, I was like, this, I get why people are mad. I get it. 25 seconds. Is upsetting. Not being able to see them wrestle actually is upsetting. But this is so obviously Becky being a heel, coming back and being heel. And it's so obvious that you're supposed to be Team Bianca that I don't understand why everyone's upset, because this is literally what you're supposed to be feeling is this upset.
But is it though?
Becky's too over for that.
Yeah.
Becky's so, way too over to be I'm, like, oh, we're supposed to be booing her.
Well, actually not liking Becky, but a lot of people on Twitter and that I've seen are Team Bianca are really upset about everything. And it's like, we know that she has no like control over this, but this is so fucking stupid and this, and like Bianca deserved better. I mean, Nikki Bella got fucking drunk and said, fuck this company, like literally because of how mad she was about what happened with Bianca. And I'm like, Becky distracted her with the handshake and did the whole thing. Now here's what I think actually happened. I think Becky was not supposed to come back at SummerSlam. Obviously I will stick to that forever. I'm surprised that they had the merch there, so I'm a little confused because they did have the Man in Vegas shirts at the show.
No, they knew. Yes, they didn't know about Brock Lesnar, I think, but they knew about Becky.
Finley did not know about Brock, but like I think Vince was like, if you come back, I'll just belt you. But I think that this is it's supposed to be like we're getting the rematch on Friday, and I would not be surprised if Bianca won it back. You know what I mean? It's gonna build into this feud. That's what the whole thing is. Cause like you can like I was like, okay, aside from Becky, right? Like aside from like being the best day of my life, this is going to build regardless. We're going to get an epic feud, Bianca versus Becky Lynch. Becky clearly distracted her and won in like a fucking, like, not, you know, not a great way. There's a whole storyline built. Becky, like, Charlotte did this exact, or Becky called Charlotte out for this exact same thing back in the day. So now it's like Becky's becoming what she hated. There's a whole story that's being built.
And I hear you. I really do hear the storyline thing. I want that. Everybody wants that because yay, the man is back. I'm excited that she's back. But literally she said right before that bullshit 25 seconds happened, she literally said, how about we blow the roof out of this joint? How the fuck do you follow with that 25 second match? Put on a good match. It's not even, yes, it is disrespectful to Bianca, but it's disrespectful to the audience, to the fans, people who've been waiting for so long for Becky to come back. And this is what you get? Like, knowing that Bianca is such a powerhouse, it would have been a magnificent match, a pay-per-view worthy match. Why are we getting it on a SmackDown?
For this reason specifically. SummerSlam already broke the record for like their most viewed fucking pay-per-view in like the past year. They don't need the views on the pay-per-view. Everyone was watching the pay-per-view.
It's just a diss to the audience.
Where are they struggling? Think about it. Where are they struggling? CM Punk is on AEW. CM Punk is on AEW. CM Punk is on Rampage. Wouldn't they fucking put it on Friday? Like, think about it. So, like, it's great because, like, the pop already happened and we were already hyped that it was there. I would have loved to see it, but now it's exactly that. They're not just going to give us what we want. They're not going to give us an epic 25-minute match when we already had the return. They're going to
I'm not saying that it had to be a 25-minute match. I'm okay with a squash match, but here's not 25 seconds.
Here's my question. So then I guess, like, I see where both of you are coming from. I truly do. But I want to know from your perspective, Jeri, if it could have been booked in a better, more creative way, or if you think that what happened is the most perfect way it could have gone down, and like
it could
that's
have gone longer. But I think that's how they did it, like with Carmella and everything, like all of that. I think that it was perfectly played. All of that
I don't hate that.
5 seconds, all of that leading up to the actual 25 seconds was perfect. It was perfect. It could have gone a little longer. And I get that. And I understand why everybody's mad but like I said, and I got into this fight with a million people in Vegas because I was wearing the Man's Back in Vegas shirt. And I got in this fight with a million people in Vegas. I was like, they were like, well, how do you feel about Becky ruining everything? And I was like, Bianca could not look weak if she tried. If she even actually fucking tried to look weak, Bianca could never look weak. And if you say that Becky made Bianca look weak, that's a damn lie. Bianca could never look weak. Point blank, period. So a squash like that, we know that. I'm like, that's a fluke. That's what it is. It's a fluke. Two moves, Bianca would never. But if you think about it in like a story wise, right? Like, Bianca's never wrestled Becky before. Bianca was also, if you watch it back, because I'm telling you, I watched it 50 times, Bianca was marking the fuck out when Becky came. Bianca was like starstruck. Bianca was freaking out. She was so fucking excited that she was about to, that Becky Lynch's music hit. Also, like, made me low-key think, I'm like, did Bianca even fucking know that Becky was coming? Because it's crazy. Like, Bianca was fangirling. When the music came out, she was like, oh, shit, hell yeah. Like, now's my time. Oh, my God, the man's going to step to me. Holy shit. Like, it was like that, you know? Bianca's never wrestled her before. Bianca's distracted. Bianca had a plan to wrestle Sasha. Like, if you think of it in, like, a storyline way, right? Like, if I was Bianca, I'd be, like, studying the fuck out of Sasha Banks. I would not be thinking Becky's coming back. When Becky goes for the handshake and completely, like, fucks it up, it catches her off guard. Like, the argument could be made. It catches her off guard. And then boom, whatever, what was it? The explosion, whatever match. I don't know what fucking that move was called, but whatever the fuck it was, it could have been longer. I'm not saying that it was a perfect situation. It could have been longer, but it's going to build. And Bianca doesn't look weak because Bianca could never look weak. It's not like this was Bianca's debut on the main roster against, I don't know, Jeff Hardy, and then losing him in like 2 minutes.
We're not talking about that.
We'll get to that. But this has already been longer than the match. So I think that we need to move on.
No, but I think it's important that we talk about this because
yes.
I don't know. I don't like the way it went down. I understand that it establishes a heel face relationship, but I don't think that we need that to establish a heel face relationship. I think it's obvious who the heel would be and who the face would be in that situation. And I don't think Bianca can get any more over than she already was. The people that are having her back now are the same exact people that have had her back from the very beginning. So I don't necessarily think that, like, I just think that there had to have been a more creative way to do that. Even if you had 25 seconds, even if you kept the rest of the shit and you had 25 seconds to do something creative with Becky's music hitting, like, she literally could have, Bianca could have retained and then Becky's music could have hit. And then Becky could have come in and beat the shit out of her, or like caught her off guard then, or whatever it was. Like, it was the fact that it just, we barely even had time to register the fact that Becky was coming back before she like completely screwed over Bianca. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's, if you like, as a creative mind, you have 25 seconds to tell a story. We have a minute to walk into an audition room and to make, like, to tell a story and to make an impression. So, like, we want to do that in the most creative way possible. That would be like walking into an audition room and being like, "You're going to cast me," and then just walking out. Like, yeah, it might work, you know, like it might work, but the majority of the time they're going to be like, "Wait, what? Well, was that a monologue? Right. What was that?" Yeah, you know? Right. So like, I do think, like, I get what you're saying. And I think that it did establish that relationship, but I think that relationship was also kind of already implied, you know? So
at the, like, I get it. I was like 1,000,000%. Yes. I understand why people are mad, but it is the WWE. Expectations are already low.
Right.
And again, when I watched it, I was like, Becky Lynch could probably punch a baby in, like, right in front of me. And I still be like, that baby probably had it coming. Like, every time I watched it, I was like, yeah, I was like, die mad about it. I was like, honestly, I don't care. Becky has a belt and I got to be there to see it. So,
I will say this though. She probably had like a deal with the WWE that she left a champ and she was going to come back a champ. So
Becky doesn't have like any creative control over what the fuck.
I understand that, but she's also of course, but she's also like one of their top grossing superstars. So
true, they could have still like made it again more believable or something.
Yeah.
Like they could,
yeah.
Yeah. Cuz that's right.
Let's no move on.
In two moves it would never go down like that. So
right. That's true.
Right.
All right, let's move on. Then we have Drew McIntyre versus Jinder Mahal.
Did you want to dedicate your shot to Becky's return?
Yes.
There we go. Your leftover Disneyland.
I cannot believe I manifested.
All right, so you got in person, you got Becky's return. Becky, you know, winning a belt.
Yes.
Then you got Drew McIntyre coming out.
You can truly have it all.
I literally was like
directly after, and then you got to see the John Morrison entrance.
Yeah,
like, it was like boom, pow, bang. We were literally texting her like, "You are blessed today, bitch."
Yeah. Like, look at this. Look at you. This is your wedding present for the year from the universe.
This was all preparing you for what happened yesterday.
Oh my god.
The universe was like, damn, that outfit, we need to prepare her for this. We need to break her down. We need to build her up before we break her down.
Mm-hmm. Drew in person. Oh my god, he's so handsome. That match is so stupid though. It's like, is that match
dumb. Super stupid? So
can
dumb.
We be done with that?
Like, I mean, I guess that in every show you need to have like the clown match.
Candy, because I'm like, yeah, that's what that was. I'm
gonna ride a train on those chicken nuggets.
I was like, I would climb them like a tree.
Snack.
Holding a sword. Hot. Holy shit.
Been waving this. He
was dumb though.
It was dumb, but I'm sure it was fun for you to see him in an entrance in person. Yeah.
It was
all right. Is it main event? Or is there one more?
No, it is not. Rollins. We have several more. We have Triple Threat, Nikki, Rhea, Charlotte.
That match was crazy.
Yes. I will say this one last thing about Becky. She should have come to this match. And I understand that they're trying to keep Seth and Becky together in the same brand because they are a thing. They're a couple. I get that. But if she relinquished her Raw Women's Champion, I think that she should have come back for her Raw Women's Champion, especially because that entire match, Women's Champion stuff was a hot mess.
They're keeping all their power on Friday to combat CM Punk. That's exactly
the draft to happen soon. But I'm going to hardcore disagree with you, because if you're talking potential feuds, future feuds, I would million percent rather see Becky versus Bianca than Becky versus Charlotte for the 18th fucking time.
I agree with you,
but
here's my
counterpoint to that, and something that I just thought of with my brain is, like, we get this Nikki, Charlotte, Rhea. Like, we get those three. Like, I feel like new energy coming into that would be able to have a shakeup effect where, like, maybe Naomi gets a match, you know, like, where, like, where's we Naomi? Can rebuild that. And instead we just redid this again, you know, like, so, like, I feel like having a new suit, having Becky, like, Becky should not even care. Becky should be on SmackDown. Becky should be on Raw. Becky should go to NXT, for God's sake. Like, Becky should do whatever the fuck she wants. But, like, I feel like having a new women's energy in Raw would not be a bad thing, because we need that shakeup.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, we need the draft, because, like, Liv could go for it. Naomi could go for it. We need, Naomi's on Raw. Where is Naomi?
Where is Naomi?
That's who I was, like, low-key hoping would fight her.
That's a sick entrance too. Yeah. Yes. Right.
That would have been cool. But I don't know.
Queen. Anyways.
Charlotte did amazing shit. And shout out to her for being dressed as Thanos, because I was like, of course you are. She's also my new best friend.
This bitch literally tweeted, I am inevitable. Like, Thanos.
She came out like Thanos, and I was screaming. I was on the floor. I was like, I can't. I was like, she's my new best friend. And that's low-key who I wanted to win. I've been saying that, though, because I'm like, she is the best out of the three. Yeah. She deserves to be the champ. And so, but you know what I loved about that match was that the shit she was pulling off was shit I had never seen Charlotte do before.
Oh, yeah. But
she did, like, that one, like, just, twist off the rope.
Done that, but she did, like, an extra, like, a two extra triple axels in the air. And
just like, she's a bitch is a figure skater, a whole ass figure skater. So I was like, this is who she deserves to be the, and she was so over with the crowd. Like, I did not think that she was going to be, but everyone was like, no, Charlotte's doing amazing shit. But also Rhea was doing shit. But when Nikki was doing stuff, everybody was quiet. It's sad. It's a hard. It's hard to see.
It's a hard pass.
It's really, like, when you see the kid who gets bullied in school sit alone at the lunch table, and it's like, I can't go.
You want to do something about it, but you really don't want to.
Nikki needs a buddy, bitch.
Yeah.
All right. We have to skip to this next one.
Yeah. We have Seth Rollins versus Edge. When the Brood hit, I was just like, better than Twilight.
Edge, man. Fucking
match
Edge, dude.
The night. Match.
Beth Phoenix tweeted.
Night.
Bite me. And somebody responded, ma'am, this is a Wendy's.
We are the house of Edge and Beth Phoenix. Quite honest.
Yep.
Oh my God. Yep. That was great.
The people behind me were so team Seth. They were like, end him, end his career. And I was like, you fucker, he has a family. Like, I was like, you're so stupid. And, like, because, like, my friend DJ, he's like, he cried when Edge's entrance hit. So he was on the floor, like, crying. He was like, the first time you ever got to see Edge, so it was awesome. And I feel like those guys were assholes and they knew about it and they were trying to be dicks on purpose. I was like, you're gonna look so stupid when he loses, though.
Let me go in and get some free popcorn and you can just stay right where you are, motherfucker.
But that was the match of the night. Had Becky not returned, I would have dedicated my shot to that.
Yeah.
1000%.
For sure.
Then we had this bullshit match, Goldberg versus Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley was covered in roll-on glitter. I don't know whose idea that was, but that's the only thing I want to say. It reminded me of when I had roll-on glitter when I was in, like, middle school. He was a shiny motherfucker. He was like a black Edward Cullen coming out into the sun.
Wrong match.
Black Edward Cullen.
We already have the vampires here.
That's my new reference for Bobby Lashley is Edward Cullen.
I was on my phone literally the whole time.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't care. about
I was checking out wrestling Twitter, and somebody wrote right after that match was done, they posted, they tweeted a picture of Bobby Lashley saying, fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids. And I just, but you know what? I was like, MVP's right. He did attack him from behind.
Yeah.
How's Bobby supposed to know that a literal child climbed up top of him? How's he going to know?
Could have been Ray.
That's the you climbing, Drew McIntyre.
It could have been Ray. They're the same height.
All right, next.
All right. We got my tribal chief versus Cena.
Oh, Lord.
What a great fucking time that was for me.
For sure.
People obviously were doing the opposite chants, like, let's go Cena. Cena sucks.
Yeah, that's what makes him so good.
But no, but they were doing like the Roman thing too. And I literally got so fed up with it because I was like, let's go wrestling. Like, let's go wrestling. Like, can we just be excited to be here? Like, yeah, this is gonna be great. Can we just be fucking excited?
Can we
for the
ever just
God?
Not argue?
Can we just not argue? Because I was like, I totally confused the back row behind me because I was good. Going for both of them. I was going for both of them. Like, yeah. I don't fucking care who wins. Yay, wrestling. Whenever Roman did something cool, I was like, oh, shit. Amazing. Whenever John Cena did something cool, I was like, fuck yeah. Let's go. Like, yeah.
It was such a great match for me. I was having the time of my life.
John Cena, fantastic.
John Cena came through for his fucking fans. Right. He pulled out all the OG moves. He was like, this is gonna be the last time y'all are gonna see me for a while. Let's bring out the hits. Let's bring out the fucking hits. People are like, the five moves of doom. Like, they're like freaking out. I'm like, oh shit, that's four.
The best.
All right.
Oh, Paul Heyman in person is a blessing. Such a blessing.
So that was a great ending.
I thought SummerSlam.
I'm not crazy about SummerSlam. It's in its entirety. Like, I think, like, we get such better, like, TakeOver in itself was just so much better. As a whole, there's ebbs and flows to something as long as SummerSlam. But that match, though, at the end, that was good shit.
That was good shit.
Yeah.
Good shit.
And then who comes out?
Literally nobody thought that was going to happen. I'm telling you, like, nobody fucking
long
thought.
For how many months have I been saying in this podcast, Brock Lesnar is coming in on SummerSlam. He is going to be there. And I was right. You laughed at my face. And I was right. And the only reason why I am not dedicating my shot to Paul Lesnar losing his shit over his daddy coming for his new daddy. And I was certain that this is now going to become a custody battle for Paul Heyman because Brock Lesnar was pointing at Paul and I thought that he was coming for Paul, but he was pointing at the title. But the whole time he was just like, oh my God.
That Paul Heyman goddamn fucking treasure.
He's an angel. Angel baby.
I was so scared for him.
He was giving me all the faces, all the life I needed. This is going to be... Raw sucks, okay? Raw fucking sucks. So, like, SmackDown's about to be so fucking lit.
Right.
Like, it's so crazy.
Lit. I'm so excited for Fridays now. I'm just like, ooh. And I have to say, I've never been, like, a fan of Brock Lesnar, but he looks fine.
Brock Lesnar really is another one, though. When he gets in that ring, he is fun to watch.
Yes, he is.
Because you get the suplex counts. That's what happens when Brock Lesnar
gets Cena to Suplex City after we're done.
We're probably going to get Brock versus Roman at Survivor Series. That's what I'm thinking. What do you think they're doing, like, this Roman, like, kind of legend killer type angle, right? Like, these pops keep happening. Is this leading up to an eventual
Family Feud?
Do you think we might actually end up getting The Rock versus Roman at WrestleMania?
I'm playing games with my heart, Jerry. That's my Lynch. That's my Becky. Don't do that shit to me.
That's my Lynch.
She whips out. She whips out, man. Bernadette.
I don't know, because it's like, who's going to beat him? Brock could, though, because I feel like if Brock's coming back. But
I'm curious about what Brock gonna do, because he's not a microphone man. No. That's the whole reason he had Paul Heyman. So I'm wondering
what. Oh no! What if they give him, like, our Dexter Lumis angle?
Like, no, they won't. I doubt it.
You think he's too big to? Yeah, he will talk.
Not like the whole angle, but what if it's like the whole like I'm not talking? You know,
there's. I don't think he can take that from. I don't think he can take that from Dexter Lumis.
Or he's quiet, and then Paul sits there and translates to Roman. So what?
My name is Paul. What? Oh, he says that he's gonna fight you next week on Raw.
Brock. My tribal chief is listen. Okay, you were gone, and I was lonely, and
Paul Heyman just voiceovers.
I needed a Paul Heyman guy, and you weren't here, and you left. So
Paul came back after the not Paul. Brock came back after the Thanos snap. You know, after the 5 years, that's what happened. Yes. Like Paul had a whole new life, and then the snap, you know, and Brock is back. No, we can't do that.
I think that child services should come and put him with someone else just for now, because he's not allowed to be involved at all. Like, yeah. He goes with someone mad random. Like, I don't know.
Just goes and cries to Dominic because he understands.
Gable.
So random. Oh my God.
All right. Should we take a quick break?
Yeah, let's take a quick break.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Voodoo Ranger. It's beer. It's hoppy, trend-setting, innovative, served with a little sarcasm, just like Paper House Network. Paper House Network is hoppy? Yeah. It's like beer for your ears. Get yourself a Voodoo Ranger!
Hey babies, it is me, the self-appointed commissioner of comedy, James Madden. I just want to tell you that every week I'll be wherever you listen to podcasts with my show, The Commissioner of Comedy. I've been doing this, babies, for almost 20 years, grinding up and down, and I'm here to convey it to you about the do's and don'ts of the comedy scene, the proper etiquette, the unwritten rules, if you will. Whether you're just a fan, or you're a young buck starting out, a grizzled old vet, or just someone who wants to peek behind the curtain and see how the sausage gets made, tune into the podcast, The Commissioner of Comedy. This is what it's about. It's only on Paper House Network, and it's for you, babies. It's for you.
Okay, so I know we want to get into NXT. We want to get into TakeOver. I, however, and I know Christina the Baker Contreras is with me on this one, but I do need to give a shout out to the one and only CM Punk for returning and also for using a local ice cream company to sign the check from his own bank account to make those ice cream bars happen. Mm-hmm. Because that's worthy of me buying your t-shirt, homie. That right there, that's it. That's some good shit. So
can I say, yes, before we go into that, like, you remember when I was like, Becky coming back is like that dream is tucked in and it's put to bed right next to a world where CM Punk comes back. Like, CM Punk returning and Becky Lynch are just snuggling and they're just and I'm putting those dreams aside. And so when CM Punk came back, I was like, what the fuck? Why are you coming back on something?
My world is crashing along.
I was like, what if Becky comes? I was like, no, that would be too good. That'd be too much. I don't know. Am I worthy of such a blessing? I don't know. Yes. I have to go to church. I gotta go.
And I have to say too that from like 6 months out, you were like, she's not coming back until SummerSlam, and I'm gonna be there. Like, it could have been in fucking Antarctica on a floating, melting iceberg.
You would have been there.
Save the trees. But you would have been there. You would have been there. And that's that's kudos to you for being a powerful manifester and for it happening in your season too, bitch. Yeah. Like, that was
that Leo season, bitch.
Full Leo season blessings, full Lionsgate, bitch. Like, everything coming together.
Even months before I got the SummerSlam tickets, like before that, remember I was like, I don't care where Becky comes back. I just need to, like, I need to make sure, like, I'm in the room. She can't come back without me.
And so then every time I would be like, well, they might like play your music or like something like this. And you're like, on a SmackDown?
On a SmackDown?
On a Raw? On a SmackDown? You were like, no, I rebuke it.
No, she's coming back at SummerSlam, okay? And I'm going to be there. Why I bought the tickets, goddammit.
We still need to get our tickets for summer.
This dog is judging me for being awake. She's trying to sleep.
Not
sorry. Wait.
All right, TakeOver. Are we even giving a fuck about the pre-show?
No.
No. Goodbye.
It was the pre-show.
Ridge Holland versus Trey Baxter. let's see. Next. All right. $1 million championship.
Y'all, Cameron Grimes is winning over my heart more and more and more and more. And don't even sit over there laughing like you're a little cutie, blah, blah, blah. You hated him for You hated him for so long. You're like, he's gross. I feel like I dated somebody like that at one point. And I was like, you just watched, bitch. No, you just watched. When he pulled those pants off, sis, that was epic. Listen, and he looked amazing in that outfit. He looks so good.
Is he joining your harem?
No, he's not in the harem yet. He's in the we can get French fries.
Okay.
Like we can hang out. Like we can get a beer. You know, like we can hang out.
Do your laundry.
In the harem.
He's on standby.
He's on standby. Right. If anyone calls out, maybe he's.
He's
definitely part of my wrestling core people that I think are super fucking talented, because after that match too, and I saw a lot of similarities between the way that he wrestles and Dragunov, right?
Yes.
I saw a lot of similarities of that Gumby body, you know, that's so good to put you over because you just take hit. You are such a good scene partner. And I think Cameron Grimes is a really, really great scene partner.
Absolutely.
And I'm excited for what happens next with him. So Cameron Grimes,
100%.
You on standby, boo.
We don't hate you. But you see, the thing with me and Cameron Grimes is that I will never trust a man that has better hair than I do. So for that reason, I love him, but I cannot. Yeah, I cannot for that reason.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. He is the Sagittarius queen of my dreams. And he's just a hot mess, just like me. So,
okay, we need a picture of Cameron Grimes on a shirt. Sagittarius queen of my dreams.
Yes.
I'll add it.
If somebody wants to get us a cameo of Cameron Grimes, we are here for it.
Not us. More like y'all. Don't send it to me.
For PJ. All right. Engagement present for PJ. Next.
It's all just men. It's all just men like sliding into my DMs. Like, look, we got you. Nick is like, what's happening? No, he wouldn't. He'd be like, oh my God, it's Cameron Grimes.
It's Cameron Grimes.
Cameron Grimes. All right.
NXT Women's Championship. Raquel versus Dakota.
Bruh. Dakota looking fierce.
That hair?
I was like, that's championship gear if I've ever seen it.
I thought that was she was gonna come off though.
I cannot believe she lost. I was convinced this was the end of Raquel's reign. Convinced.
I was so worried. I did not know who I was rooting for.
I guess we saw who the fuck is coming out to challenge her now, but like I was convinced it was gonna be Dakota. I was like, damn, talk about women deserve better.
Right.
Shit.
Yeah. She absolutely 1,000% deserves better. But
she looked ready to win. She looked gorgeous. That hair, I was like,
That was coming off. I thought at some point that would come off because y'all know the only girl that can keep a wig on is Sasha Banks. You know, like her wig is secure. Anyone else always has wig problems. And I noticed it when she would take a bump and then she would pull it down in front so that you couldn't see the seam, I'm sure, on the back of her neck, which, you know, only as a female wrestling fan, I'm going to notice. But why I was convinced that it was a wig. And then it zoomed in and she had it was a lace front. So I was like, but it looked
bumpy in the back, though.
Yeah.
Like she looked great. She looked great, but it did look like her hair was a little bigger than her head. So I was like, all right, girl. Yeah, it is a wig. But
I'm back on. I can't believe she lost.
I know.
Yeah, it's just not better.
Yeah.
All right.
I was ready for a new champ too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like this would have been, again, believable because they have worked together for so long. They're best friends. Dakota knows her fucking weak points, you know? Right. Like I thought that she would take advantage and you know, wow. And now there's somebody like, again, I don't watch NXT UK. Please don't make me start because now I have to start watching AEW. And I used a lot of wrestling.
But I don't It is
7 hours.
Yeah, it's so not much. AEW added a night. Why? Well, I get it. But like,
it's just 1 hour, though. It's not that bad.
Oh, okay. Still, I can't watch NXT UK. Don't ask me.
I got you. I got it. But then that's my question, though. Is she going to, because isn't she an NXT UK
women's champion?
Former? No, she is an actual current women's champion, right?
Okay. That's what I
I think they had an extra, like they got to get one free plane tickets.
That's what I told Greg.
Right.
I was like, they're having a lot of people come from the UK. The more you have, it's a group rate. You get yeah, like it's less.
Right.
I said those exact words.
Yeah. Because we had, yeah.
Right. It's a group rate, man.
Got those miles. Vince needs those miles.
Oh my God.
All right. Are we ready for the next one?
Yes.
Are we ready? All right. So next is the NXT UK Championship. Walter.
Yeah, there it is.
I'm just going to hit that a couple times. Just going to hit it one more time. Hey, yeah.
Match of the year.
Holy shit.
I have been simping for this man for a year now. I have been praising Walter. He's the reason why I started to watch NXT UK, and he delivered, baby boy. Ha!
We talk about scene partners a lot on this podcast. And if you've listened to our podcast before, you know why we talk about that, because we're actors and we think you need to look out for each other. And especially in wrestling, it's something that we can appreciate. Mm-hmm. Walter is one of the best, most aware scene partners I have ever seen in the wrestling ring. Remember when we saw Karrion Kross and Finn Balor, and we were like, oh, he's afraid. Like, he's timid because he doesn't want to hurt him. That does not happen with Walter. No siree. There were points when I was like, does he know this is fake? Like, does he know? Because
this is not a real.
Does he know? But also, I was watching his in-ring awareness. I was watching him shift so that he didn't hit him in the stitches. Like, I was watching his brain work, and I was like living for it. It was no nonsense, nothing outside of the ring, no tables, no ladders, no chairs, no nothing, just wrestling inside the squared circle. Yes. Like, that's it. I just got goosebumps again because I was
Taylor texted me and he was like, this is the best match I have ever seen in my life. And I was like, can't wait, babe. I'm not there, but can't wait.
Just
The
sounds that his palm, that his hand,
his paw made,
his paw made on Ilya's fucking chest, face, body. I was, oh my God. He just swapped it over the fucking ropes with one hand. Like,
it was so
like
good.
Destroying a Jenga tower.
What's funny is that we talk about these. What?
He tumbled him over like he's destroying a Jenga tower.
Oh my God. And what I was going to say is that it's funny because we have these matches, right? Where we're like, this is why we watch wrestling. This is why we're fans of wrestling. Like, yes, we love the fashion. Yes, we love, you know, the storylines. Yes, we love this. But then there's these matches where I'm not even super familiar with either of those wrestlers. And I was able to be captivated the entire time.
Yeah.
The entire time I was like glued to my seat. Like, oh, like, oh God, is he okay?
Claudia and I were texting because Jerry wasn't watching. So Claudia and I were texting separately. And the moment that the match started, my peacock went down.
She literally, I have like 7 texts from her, like, did your peacock go down? Is it crashed? What's happening? Like, so many question marks, exclamations, question marks.
I was so mad and scared. And then when we went back, you couldn't.
And I was tipsy, so I forgot to answer. So I wasn't helping.
Oh, at some point, I just got the wow, 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 wow from Claudia. And I was like, yep, no, yep. She gets it. She
like
gets it.
Nothing for like an hour and then just wow, 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 wow.
It was great. It was fantastic. Ilya's face when he won, I'm certain that he was not aware that he was going to win. Walter had been a fucking champ for over 800 days. Yeah. Like he made history. He doesn't. Yeah. Oh, I was just so happy, so excited. Nobody can tell me that Ilya doesn't wear like dentures or some shit because he always looked like he didn't have any teeth. But that aside,
while being okay getting smacked around like that,
I mean,
literally, I was watching Walter like calculate where he was going to hit him so he didn't hit him in the stitches. And like 2 seconds later, he like him on his own accord, like walked over and then like wrapped around the ring. And I was like, well, if you're going to do that with your face, like he might as well just hit you because you yourself walked over and like gumbied into the ring and like would have opened your own stitches. Like, come on, bro.
Walter's working hard out here.
Exactly. Walter's looking out for you, and you're going to be the reason that you're bleeding all over the place. Get out of here. Oh my God.
Seriously, though. Also, I will say Walter looks like an angry version of Dominic. You know what I mean? Like they got kind of like the same type. I feel like they could have like a really interesting tag team situation, but it wouldn't work out. Not for long. Anyways, moving on. Let's see. Next, what we got? Okay, Undisputed Era situation, the finale. Wow, this is so dramatic. The Undisputed Finale is what this match was called.
All right, so I'm not going to lie. I did a little bit of napping. And every time I woke up, it was a different kind of match.
Yeah, basically.
It's like, huh, a cage? I was like, wait, right?
Tell me all about it. Because I had to wake up early for Disneyland, so I did not get to watch it yet.
Okay.
But I hear that if this was Adam Cole's last match, this is a great way to go out on.
Right, and I hope he walks away. I hope he does not go to the main roster. I hope he walks his little tight ass right over to AEW or right over to TNT or right over to wherever else. Same with Ricochet. Walk your tight ass away.
Walk your tight ass away. I hope he goes to AEW. That'd be cute.
Have him with Britt Baker, especially because he kept using, like, he put Kyle down with one of Brie's movements.
Really?
And I was like, yeah, not Brie, Britt. Yes, Britt's movement. And I was like, oh, look at that. Look at you. Thank you. That's sweet.
I think it's another example, too, of, like, two good scene partners. Like, I know I'm talking a lot about this, but I do think that we see it on NXT more than ever. And it might be that like small house versus, you know, Broadway stage kind of thing that we can see more of it. But I do think that like, this is another, they're really good friends. They know each other really well. And they just put every time they wrestle, it's just like an amazing match.
It was really good. I thought that Kyle was hurt for real. He wasn't, he's just good at what he does. And that pisses me off because I'm such a mark for Kyle O'Reilly. Fuck you, Kyle.
What's funny is that we had also all, like we had no unnecessaries with Walter. And then
at all.
Literally any unnecessary that could possibly happen, we have with Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole. Yeah.
It was great. So, it was beautiful. All right. And then last, but not just least.
Ring the bell.
Just
ring it for her. We already know.
Ring the
bell. At this point, I don't know if I dedicated my shot to Walter or if it's for Joe. I think that I got blessed with two shots. I don't know anymore.
I got blessed with two shots.
Go ahead.
Listen.
Have your moment.
When I saw that Harley Quinn walk out, I just... Those pants, I love that man. And there's something about him. He's not like, he's got that Cro-Magnon forehead that it's not particularly appealing to me, but he looks like I will fuck you up. And I'm like, oh, like I don't know if it's my masochistic side, but I'm scared and aroused, and it's weird. So Joe comes out like the beautiful Samoan man that he is.
Are they hot or are they Samoan?
He's on the list.
He's Samoan.
He's
Samoan.
You know what's so funny though is all I can think about now when I see Samoa Joe is that 90 Day Fiance character Asuelo and his mom who's like, send me money. That's all I can think about. I'm like, I wonder if Samoa Joe sends money back to his family in Samoa.
Probably. It's a good sign.
And I bet Asuelo is like, and he looks like me.
I need to get on 90 Day Fiance. It's that kind of hot trash that I appreciate. No, I am into the hot trash.
All right, go ahead.
No, we lost Jerry.
She's good.
Okay. All right. So he's fantastic. He's great. He's looking fly. He's looking like he's going to hit your dad in the face. And I am just like, oh, Joe, please don't die. And then out comes Karrion. And my husband's question was, where's Scarlett? But that aside,
That was the whole chant. Everyone was chanting, "Where is Scarlett? Yes. Where are the?"
Yeah, everybody was like, it worries me. If I'm honest, it worries me because more and more I see Carrion just falling through the wayside, waistline, whatever the term is.
They're trying new shit that's not working. So
it's why not are working.
They doing all this new stuff.
I don't fucking know, and it worries me because it's not working out.
A solid gimmick that everyone was behind, that everyone loves. You build it up and then you take her away and you make him Shredder from the Ninja Turtles.
Last time we saw her, she was like riding away in a car.
It's that time of year again, y'all. It's Spirit Halloween. And
yep.
And that's what it was last night for sure. Spirit Halloween.
I know we're not done talking about main event of Takeover, but for fuck's sake, if you're going to fucking try to squash anyone, why the fuck is it Ricochet? It should not be him. It should not be Richard O'Shea. It should be somebody that...
Richard O'Shea is bae. Especially because Tazawa. I am sorry, Ricochet, I love you.
Get Tazawa out of the 24/7 champ because I actually like what Reggie's doing. And I think that Ricochet could be great in the 24/7. Put Ricochet in the 24/7 champ so they can jump and slide and bop and do whatever they want. Imagine. And then put Tazawa as a squash match, even though he doesn't deserve that either, against Karrion Kross.
Something. But what we saw was not it.
No.
I know that we're skipping on main event and that's not great, but like, come on, ref. I even saw you. Wait. I even saw the ref giving Ricochet the instruction when he was already on the chuck hold and Ricochet go, oh, okay. I read his lips. Oh, okay.
Ricochet, my sweet, sweet baby.
I'm like, oh my God.
You want to know why we're skipping over main event? I'll tell you why we're skipping over it. Because no one gives a fuck because we all knew that.
Right.
Mojo was going to win, and Karrion Kross, it doesn't matter because it doesn't mean anything because he already fucking lost to Jeff Hardy. Like, people are always like, oh, you got to keep NXT separate. It's like, no, we watch all three.
Right.
So yeah. But how we freaked out about Walter's match is like the opposite effect. Like exactly how I fucking said, like, yay, Samoa Joe won, but doesn't have the same effect because he already got chopped at the fucking knee when you make Karrion Kross lose to Jeff Hardy in 2 minutes. So like, we all knew it was going to come anyway.
Right.
So it doesn't fucking matter. And it's sad. Samoa Joe, like, all the love, and this is amazing. He's the first ever 3-time NXT champ, right?
He made fucking history, yes.
And no one cares. Like,
what's possibly also going to happen now? Like, what? Who possibly is going to beat Samoa Joe?
Who? I don't.
Who? So yeah, and like, and also after Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole, and after the Walter match, like, I was all wrestled out, honestly.
Right.
Like, it was good. It was fun to see Samoa Joe come in. I knew he was going to win. So I kind of was like,
exactly. Exactly. And they whoop, there it is. Like, honestly, people, like, when
I still think that Takeover was better than SummerSlam, just wrestling wise. Wrestling wise.
Yeah, I agree. But but isn't that always the fucking case?
Right. Yeah, it's small house mentality. I really stand behind the Black Box versus Broadway theory, because I really do think that even though the fans are 25 times more annoying, you know, like, wouldn't even let Legato have a minute to do a promo for 5 minutes, 3 minutes, wasting my time.
Yeah.
And we didn't have to see Hit Row. So,
Ayo, it's a win.
But it's a good day for me.
It is a good day for me.
It's a win for me.
I'm not mad.
It's the absence of Hit Row for me.
Oh, that's not going to make it a t-shirt.
Yes. Look at us inspired. We're so inspired. The absence of Hit Row for me. And I will wear them. I swear to God, I will wear that too. Whenever my first ever NXT show will be, I will wear this.
Right. Wait, is the next one in New York?
I don't know. I don't think I've seen any takeovers or anything for New York. I just know Survivor Series is in New York, and then we have Monday Night Raw right after. So,
fuck
my life.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. All right, I think that we are done with the interviews.
So that's it for the Face Be Hillside podcast. I'm not going to play the puzzle song just because we're going to end the episode right now and we're already over time. So the puzzle will be posted at 3 p.m. today on our Instagram.
Look at that. He did so good. Creepy.
Yeah, he did a good job.
So you don't want to say anything about Morrison?
I mean, no. I think it's fine. I think that they could have gone longer. I don't think that it needed to break up directly after SummerSlam. I think that, or I think it could have been more interesting than just like a random Raw for it to end. Like it could have built, there could have been nuggets, you know, like I thought it was coming. I thought it was coming when Maurice was back and he was like, Morrison was like third wheeling kind of, but then it never happened. And that just kind of faded away. So
yeah,
it could have happened at SummerSlam too. Did you guys see them? Did they show up? Did you see them on the TV?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I saw them.
Yeah, with the dripsticks.
The dripsticks.
Yeah. So
all I'm saying is the keeper of my Logan heart. Logan Paul had no business there, especially breaking up The Miz and John Morrison. Because why is this what we got? Why?
He got booed so many fucking times.
Nobody could talk.
Nobody at SummerSlam. Every time the camera, like it was like during the match. During somebody's match, but I think it was like during the pre-show, maybe Big E and Corbin.
Yeah.
They kept putting the camera on Logan Paul, and everyone would like boo, and then they would switch back to the match, and then they'd be like, "Yeah."
He had
booyah.
No business being there.
It was like boo, yay.
yeah.
We hate him. Anyways, I think that's it. Yeah,
I think that's it.
All right,
I miss you guys.
I know we miss you too. Get home safe,
please do.
Yes.
When are you flying? Yeah.
Wednesday.
Okay. Wednesday.
Okay.
Tomorrow? Is that today? Tomorrow.
Today's Tuesday. That's when we record.
Yeah.
Tuesday. And it is another episode of the Face Female Side Podcast covering SummerSlam, NXT TakeOver, CM Punk's Ice Cream, and Wild Spice's
that was great.
First in-person wrestling event.
Yes. Oh, I guess it was great. It feels high.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.